The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm Todd Starnes. Good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we have a jam-packed show. I asked Grace if we could do a four-hour show today, and she said absolutely no way. I will walk off the job.
I'm sorry, Todd. I got to put my foot down sometime.
So we're gonna try our best, in spite of Grace, to cram it all into 3 hours today. But we've got to start off with the big breaking news that happened after the show yesterday. Grace got an email. It was a telephone call, and then I got an email. I got a telephone call from Team Trump, the president's office, and they said, "What are you doing Saturday?" And I said, "What do you want me to be doing Saturday?"
I'll do whatever you want.
And they said, "Hey, we want you to come down." And Jason Miller said that the president wanted me to come and speak at his rally tomorrow in Cullman, Alabama. So we're going to be heading down there. To Alabama tomorrow, Grace Baker.
I'm pumped.
We're bringing the whole team.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, Grace, we're bringing Ben Dieter, our news guy, and we're going to do the big road trip from Memphis, Tennessee to Cullman, Alabama.
Yeah, we've already been compiling a playlist, so get ready.
I'm excited and a bit nervous about the playlist. But
you never know what Ben's going to play.
You never know. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But thank you, Mr. President, and looking forward to being able to speak to thousands of Trump supporters tomorrow in the great state of Alabama. So that will be a lot of fun. Maybe what are some things that maybe I should say? Maybe we should ask the audience. Maybe they could give me a few pointers on things I need to bring up. Because there are a lot of ways you can go, but you're not going to have a lot of time. And the way this works, you want to keep it within your time, your allotted time. You don't want to go over. And every time I go to one of these big conservative rallies, the speakers before me go over by like 5 or 10 minutes. But not Starnes. We're radio. We know that when it's time to go, it's time to go. You got to leave them wanting more. That's the number one rule of giving a speech. All right, where do we start? Well, I think we start today with the breaking news about what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Reuters has an exclusive report out, and they have been talking to FBI agents and law enforcement agents. And according to them, there is scant evidence, and that is the language they are using, scant evidence that the attacks of January the 6th were coordinated by President Trump or his supporters or any far-right organization. Now, we've been holding our fire here. We've been keeping our powder dry for this moment because I've always suspected we had not heard the full story, and we still don't have the full story here. But what we do know is, according to federal authorities, the FBI has found scant evidence that the attack was the result of an organized plot to overthrow the presidential election results. And they are talking to a number of law enforcement officials behind the scenes. They also determined that the violence was not centrally coordinated by far-right groups or prominent supporters of President Trump. And this is according to sources who have either been directly involved in or briefed regularly on the wide-ranging investigations. Now, this is a quote from one of their FBI sources. 90 to 95% of these are one-off cases. Then you have 5% maybe of these militia groups that were more closely organized. But there was no grand scheme with Roger Stone or Alex Jones or all of these people to storm the Capitol and take hostages. So there you have it. Investigators did find that cells of protesters, including followers of the far-right Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, had aimed to break into the Capitol. But they found no evidence that the groups had serious plans about what to do if they made it inside. Prosecutors have filed conspiracy charges against 40 of the defendants, alleging they engaged in some degree of planning before the attack. But according to the FBI, there is no evidence of that. They allege that one Proud Boy leader recruited members and urged them to stockpile bulletproof vests and other military-style equipment in the weeks before the attack. And on January 6th, they sent members forward with a plan to split into groups and make multiple entries into the Capitol. But so far, prosecutors have steered clear of more serious, politically loaded charges that the sources said had been initially discussed by prosecutors, such as racketeering or seditious conspiracy. In other words, everything they told us about what happened on January the 6th, everything we heard from the mainstream media, from the Democrats, from Liz Cheney and the Never Trump Republicans turned out not to be accurate. That's what this report is all about. Some lawmakers, or senior lawmakers rather, have been briefed in detail on the results of the FBI's investigation so far and find them credible, according to a Democratic congressional source. This is a big deal, because if this report is to be believed, President Trump had nothing to do with what happened on January the 6th, and neither did his supporters. So my question is, where does President Trump go to get unimpeached? Because that was the reason they impeached the President of the United States. And for that matter, where are people lining up to apologize to the President of the United States, Donald John Trump? So now, there will be an effort, once the report finally comes out, there will be an effort to try to shove this under the rug and to say, you know what, oopsie, we made a mistake. It's just time to move on. We've got to live and let live. That's all in the past. But I say baloney. I say that's a load of hooey, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I said it. Grade A hooey. I believe that we've got to get to the bottom of this, because something did happen on January the 6th. We all saw it with our eyeballs. It all happened as we were broadcasting live from this radio program. So the question is, what do you think happened on January the 6th? If it wasn't Trump supporters, if it wasn't conservatives, if it wasn't President Trump himself, well, who was it that did storm the Capitol building? I have a lot of questions here. Number one, who was it that decided to ignore intelligence reports indicating there might be an attack on the Capitol? And if there was, in fact, no planned or coordinated attack on the Capitol, how is it that the FBI had reports that there was going to be an attack? Who was it that made the decision to tell the U.S. Capitol Police to stand down on January the 6th? And why? Who was it that told the Capitol Police to move aside the barricades and allow the protesters inside the building? And by the way, those people, I believe, were the Trump supporters who were gathered there. And all of a sudden, you've got the U.S. Capitol Police saying, hey, come on inside. Welcome to the Capitol. Who made that decision? And most importantly of all, ladies and gentlemen, who killed Ashley Babbitt? I'd like to get those questions answered. But I'm just wondering something, and I want to throw this question out there to you. If it wasn't Trump, and it wasn't the Trump supporters, and it wasn't the far-right groups who organized and orchestrated all of this, is it remotely possible that what really happened is far more nefarious? Is it possible that rogue FBI agents, is it possible that members of the deep state who consider President Trump to be enemy number one, is it possible that they were the ones who orchestrated and organized all of this, and the only reason there were intelligence briefs is because they were made up by the FBI? Is it possible that these rogue FBI agents and deep staters were the ones responsible for orchestrating what happened on that day, knowing full well that President Trump would be implicated or, quite frankly, framed for what went down? You say, well, Todd, that's a bit out there. Well, you know what else was a bit out there? It turns out blaming President Trump for what happened at the Capitol building, because it didn't happen, according to the Reuters report and according to the FBI agents that they're talking to. So that's the breaking news of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you something. A lot of people have egg on their face, but nobody's going to talk about this. Very few people are going to talk about this breaking news report from Reuters. And by the way, not exactly a far right organization. Now, again, we've been having some issues with our toll-free line. We're going to give out the toll-free line, and if it works, that's great. And if not, we're going to have a second number. Go ahead and write this down, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Our other number, our backup number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Do you think it's possible that somebody was trying to frame President Trump? This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, Grace, I know, are you in charge of snacks for the road trip? Have we determined that? Have we assigned roles?
I think that might be in my contract somewhere in the footnotes.
Or
sure.
Maybe we could get our engineer, Kyle. He's like the resident chef. But we got to have some Brim snack foods, so
of course.
The pork rinds.
The white cheddar popcorn.
Got to get that. And earlier today, this is one of the reasons why I love owning a radio station in the South.
Uh-huh.
This morning, one of our devout listeners, Miss Jan Childers, she got up at 4 o'clock this morning, and she made the entire staff homemade tomato pies.
Yes, and I know you weren't a huge fan of tomato pies before this.
I was licking the plate.
I was going to say, I think you've been converted.
It was delicious.
I told you, you just hadn't had a good one yet.
So we posted some photographs on the Instagram.
It looks amazing.
Unbelievably tasty. But if there's any left, maybe we can pack that up too.
Ooh, that'd be good for the road
so
trip.
Thank you. So thank you, Miss Jan Childers, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. We love food and we love letters from our listeners, yes. And you guys are sending both, and we're greatly appreciative. And it was technically health food because there was no like meat in the. It was
Well, as Ben Dieter put it, it's vegetarian, not vegan. But
butter, cheese, heavy cream.
Yes,
it's very delicious, very healthy.
And the tomatoes were from her garden, by the way, not store-bought.
That made the difference. I'm just telling you.
Big difference.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio. No, this is not the Food Network. It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Heading out tomorrow, I'll be giving a speech at the big Trump rally, which you can watch on Newsmax TV. And don't be surprised if you see me pop up on Newsmax as well for some commentary. Look, this situation in Afghanistan has gone from really bad to horrific. And we told you, the concern I had from day one was that these 15,000 American citizens were not going to be trapped in Afghanistan. They were going to be hostages, and that the Taliban would use these individuals as leverage to get Joe Biden to do whatever they want him to do. That was my big concern as we watched all of this unfold. This is a very dangerous situation. And we are now getting reports, and these are very dangerous reports and horrible reports of American citizens being beaten in the streets by the Taliban. Now, I do have a much broader question, and not that it really matters. If you're an American citizen, we got to save your butt no matter how stupid you are. I mean, that's just the way it goes. What are 15,000 Americans doing in Afghanistan anyway? I mean, this is not exactly a vacation destination we're talking about here. So why is it? And especially, and again, we've got to get you out. I get that. But let's just take, for example, a mom and dad and kids. And if you have small children, if you have teenagers, what are you doing in Afghanistan? What is your family doing in Afghanistan? First of all, they don't need to be anywhere near Afghanistan. But let's just assume they were there for your work. Why did you not evacuate early? That is a fair question to ask. But again, that's not the issue. We can take care of that later. Now we've got to get these people out. So Joe Biden was going back to Delaware. The reports we were getting is that Biden is not sleeping. This is honest to goodness an actual report here, folks. Biden was not sleeping well at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and he wanted to go back to Delaware because he sleeps better. He's more comfortable at his home in Delaware. Now, that has changed. There's been so much outrage from not just Republicans, but Democrats. And my hat is off to the Democrats. I know this is difficult for them. But they understand that we've got a lot at risk here, a lot at stake. And if Joe Biden doesn't deal with these hostages that are over there in Afghanistan, we are going to be watching a catastrophe unfold before our eyes. Now, here's my recommendation. Here's what Biden needs to do. No more money. We're not giving them a cent. No pallets of cash. It's very simple. You talk to the leader of the Taliban, and you say, here's the deal, Ahmed. Here's the deal, Ahmed. Is it okay if I call you Ahmed? Okay, fine. Ahmed, you can call me Uncle Joey. Ahmed, here's the deal. You harm one of our hostages, we're going to obliterate one of your cities. Period. That's, you know what, Ahmed? Yeah, if you touch two, if you harm two of our American citizens, we're going to take out a second Afghani city and just keep going down the line. And maybe you have to play hardball with these people. And it may take one or two cities being completely obliterated before the Taliban get the message. But I think they would get the message. You see, this is why they didn't mess around with Donald Trump, because they knew if they messed around with Donald Trump, that there would be nuclear bombs going off over major Afghani cities. Donald Trump doesn't mess around. And you've got to convey that amount of strength and determination and discipline when you're dealing with an evil enemy like the Taliban. These people are ruthless. And I want to tell you right now, Clarissa Ward, all those female CNN reporters and all the female reporters that are over there right now, they need to get the hell out of there. I'm not messing around here, folks. Those female reporters are in grave jeopardy. And I know it may sound sexist, but we got to get them out of there. That is no place for a female reporter right now, because those Taliban, there is there is nothing stopping the Taliban from literally snatching up Clarissa Ward and any of these other female journalists out there and doing god-awful, horrible things and executing them on national television. And yes, I can say that because it's happened before. It is a dangerous situation. So my question for you is, do you think that we ought to be yanking the female reporters out of the country? And what do you think Biden ought to do? What is the next play here, folks? How do we guarantee the safety of these 15,000 American citizens who are still left behind? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Our website is todstearns.com. A lot of you are weighing in on the Facebook Live page. We're going to read some of those comments coming up. Joe from LJ on standby. He's up on deck. Hang tight, Joe. We're coming to you. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Want to welcome all of our listeners across the nation. By the way, ToddStearns.com, if you have not bookmarked that site, I would encourage you to do that. Some incredible reporting, great journalism there. We have just an amazing team as that page continues to grow and grow and grow. 5 million readers a month now visiting ToddStearns.com, and we greatly appreciate that. We are now getting reports out of Afghanistan that American women holding passports, American passports, are being beaten in the streets by Taliban forces. I want to play cut number five. This is an American teacher who is trapped in Afghanistan.
We received this audio message from a trapped teacher, a U.S. permanent resident, who says even with the proper paperwork, he couldn't get through. For his safety, we're not naming him.
It is insane. There are people holding their American passports. There are people that work with the Americans, and they're not letting anyone in. We are in huge danger, and we need help.
And with tens of thousands of Americans and Afghans who've helped the U.S. desperate to get out.
And we're also getting word that the British are sending armed convoys to different locations in Kabul to rescue British citizens. There are also reports now of the French. The French are sending armed forces in to rescue their people. Where the hell are the Americans? Why is it that the Pentagon has not authorized American troops to go and retrieve and rescue these Americans who are trapped behind enemy lines? So my question is, what is your call here, ladies and gentlemen? You're president of the United States. What would you do? How would you rescue these people? What would be your reaction? By the way, the Biden administration, we talked about this yesterday. Why didn't they blow up all of the military equipment that was left behind? Why didn't they blow up the Bagram Air Force Base? Why did they not do that? And now we're being told that the Biden administration, rejected those opportunities. They decided they would not do that. So Joe Biden's foreign policy legacy is that he is the man who provided the Taliban with billions of dollars of state-of-the-art weaponry. He gave the Taliban an Air Force. This is Joe Biden's legacy. All right, our number 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Ellijay, Georgia. Our good friend Joe hanging out with us today. Joe, what is on your mind?
Todd, you are great. You're fantastic. And a lot of people are calling me, have heard me on your show, and they're saying how much they love your show. But they're also saying that they think this tragedy in Afghanistan, and I agree with them, will lead to good results, great results in the elections. I think Biden is messing up so badly that it's going to be very easy for the Republicans to take over the House and Senate in 2022 and the presidency in 2024. And it's a great honor that you've been asked to speak at the Trump rally. I'll be watching you tomorrow and Trump, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, you're kind to say that, Joe, and I am looking forward to giving remarks to the crowd there and affirming this president. You know, one of the things that's really angered me, you know, this man is not perfect. He's made a lot of mistakes. He's screwed up, no doubt about it, but we all have. But they have attacked this man. They have maligned his character. They've accused him of being a traitor. They've accused him of leading an insurrection, and all of these things turn out not to be true, from Russia collusion to January the 6th. And my question is, where does President Trump go to get his reputation back? Why aren't these people in the mainstream media, why aren't they paying a price for this fake news and these lies and smears that they've directed at this good man?
Well, Todd, I believe our time is coming. I think it's all going to backfire on the mainstream media, and I think this is all going to work in our favor. So I'm fired up and energized about the future of the country, because I think we're going to have Republican leaders for the next, after the 2022, we're going to win that, and then we're going to win the presidency back, and we can say happy days are here again. And I want to thank you for your efforts to make great things happen.
Well, Joe, again, thank you for those kind words. Always good hearing from you. And folks, again, we don't mind calling it like we see it, which is one of the reasons why I like to wait until an investigation is completed or an investigation is nearing completion so we can get an idea of what we're dealing with here. But from day one, I told you that it was not adding up. Something just did not smell right about what happened on January the 6th. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And I know the FBI right now is in CYA mode, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. And whoever those people are, they've got to be held accountable, got to be held accountable. And the only way that's going to happen is if we give the Republicans a rock solid majority in the House and the Senate in 2022. By the way, where are the Republicans? Why aren't they screaming on the steps of the Capitol over this Afghanistan? Where are they? Is everybody on vacation? What's going on with that? As a matter of fact, I've heard more impassioned anger and outrage from Democrats over the past couple of days than I've heard from Republicans. Where's Mitch McConnell? Where's Kevin McCarthy? Where's Liz Cheney? It does make you wonder. So this item just coming in from Sasha Ingber. She is a national security reporter for Newsy. She used to be with NPR. She says, a source tells me the situation in Afghanistan is rapidly deteriorating. We've had Americans get beaten throughout the night. One of them, an American woman, was beaten twice, even though she was carrying a U.S. passport. Now, she says, yesterday, the press secretary at the Pentagon said Americans are not being impeded as they travel to the Kabul airport. No Americans harmed. The Taliban agreed to let them evacuate. What I am hearing suggests otherwise. She's reporting that Americans have been injured and stopped from boarding planes. She said she's also being told the Taliban is targeting the Afghans that the United States worked with, going door to door. And folks, I'm just reading this as it is being posted. She says that the Taliban, they're going door to door. Anybody who worked with the United States is immediately executed. She says Taliban are searching the cars at checkpoints to find out something related to foreign countries, especially with the United States. This is a, and Joe Biden is doing nothing. The White House is doing nothing. This man needs to be removed from office immediately. If the cabinet needs to invoke the 25th Amendment, and by the way, we don't know where Kamala Harris is. The reporting now is that she's, believe it or not, going to, of all places, Vietnam. Unbelievable. Now, I know that some of you are concerned about this because you say, well, Todd, at least with Joe Biden, I know he's senile, but, you know, he's better than Kamala. Is he? Is he really better? Is it possible to be far more to the left and far more clueless than Joe Biden? I don't think so. So the question that we're going to pose to you, do you believe that Joe Biden needs to be removed from office? Are you at the point now where you say, this guy has got to go? 901-260-5926, that is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I want to play some audio from CNN's Clarissa Ward. She is stuck in Afghanistan. Cut number four, please.
Been at the airport now for 12 hours and on the airfield for 8 hours. And during the last 8 hours, the time that we've been waiting here, we have not seen a single U.S. flight evacuate people. We saw one U.S. flight take off about half an hour to an hour ago, but it was filled with U.S. servicemen and women. The people who have been sitting on the tarmac for the last 10 hours have not been able to get on a flight, which means, Kate, because we did the whole sort of process today, that all the other bottlenecks are now even more choked. Because if the flights aren't moving and the people aren't moving, then they can't bring in more people. And so what's emerging quite clearly here is, it's a chaotic scene. You have people lying on the floor with their babies. It's incredibly loud here. Obviously, we're on an airfield. There's all sorts of aircraft around. Mothers trying to put their hands over their baby's ears. It's one thing to be here for a couple of hours, but these people have been on the airfield for 10 hours. And before that, two days, Kate, to try to get through this airport, beginning with the crush and the beating at the Taliban checkpoint, and then the very, very slow process of getting through the various U.S. checkpoints before you get to the airfield. And, there's just no supplies here. People are standing in the scorching 90-degree sunshine for hours on end. We saw a tiny newborn baby being evacuated in emergency for medical care because she was completely dehydrated and had sunstroke. I've seen U.S. soldiers handing out strips of cardboard to be used as makeshift fans. I mean, that's the level that we're dealing with. There's no tent. There's nothing for these people. And these are the lucky ones. That is what is so hard to get your head around here. These are the lucky people.
All right, that was Clarissa Ward from CNN reporting via satellite phone from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. And we actually have the videos on our website of these Afghani women literally throwing their babies across barbed wire into the hands of these soldiers. By the way, the State Department, and folks, we're not making this up, the State Department was going to charge every American citizen $2,000 to be evacuated. So I don't know if they're standing there at the airport in Kabul saying, all right, cash or credit, and you got to pay your $2,000 before you get on the C-17 to get evacuated out of that godforsaken hellhole. It's unbelievable. So now the State Department has backed off of that, because, again, people are just livid. They're like, what do you mean you're charging American citizens? We got to get these people out of there. We're also learning from the Pentagon that the Afghan refugees are not being tested for the China virus. They are exempt from the China virus vaccine orders that all the rest of us have to abide by. Just something for you to think about. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
It's happening tomorrow. President Trump's big rally starting at 6 o'clock Central Time on Newsmax. And you will also be able to watch yours truly speaking to the crowd. Very excited about that. Let's go to the phones. Angie in Michigan. Angie, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I am just thinking that, well, I'm not. I'm really upset about this whole situation in Afghanistan. But I think all along this has been treasonous, starting from the border. And it's not just Biden. It's his whole cabinet. Because they're the ones that are running him. So from the very, very beginning, taking over the elections and now, it's to bring us down so that we become a third world country. Ultimately, when there is a convergence because they all hate Israel, we won't be able to help them. So it's a God thing that you see all these things happening.
Angie, there are lots of concerns here and lots of things to unravel. And again, the idea these Afghan refugees are going to be sent to America and relocated here. And you have Republican governors, you know, if you folks in Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, Governor Brian Kemp wants to turn your state into a Georgistan. These Republican governors are opening up their arms to accept all these refugees. Angie, we know for a fact now that they have not been vetted. So we don't know who these able-bodied grown men were that were able to jump on these airplanes.
Yes. And most of them were men. And that's the same thing at the border. Most of them are men that are coming through, and who knows what kind of illicit drugs and what have you is coming through. That this Biden, this cabinet, and all the Democrats, they want to do is bring this country down.
Angie, I think there's something more nefarious than drugs. There's something more nefarious than drugs. You just think about this. We don't know what's been coming across that border, but we do know that there have been Qurans, prayer rugs, and shawls that have been left behind. I think it's very possible that we have a lot of terrorist cells that are now living in America just waiting to be activated. And that's my concern about these able-bodied grown men who are jumping on board these planes, and we don't know who they are, and we're going to let them into this country. I got a big problem with that.
Opium is a big drug over there.
It's not about the drugs, Angie. This is about about terrorism.
Oh, no, I agree. I totally agree with you. But an underpinning of our society as well, bring in the drugs, whatever. And yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. They want to bring us down.
Angie, got to run. Thank you for the great call, Angie, and give us a holler back. Angie has done what many of you should do, which is download our app, and you can do that at kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. You'll be able to listen to not only me, but lots of other great conservative radio hosts around the country. Want to get this in. Sharla says, Joe Biden needs to be removed from office. We all know he's not running the country. Whoever or whatever group is running the country doesn't have a clue what they're doing unless their intent is to destroy our country, and they're very good at that. It's amazing that nothing can be done, and we're going down the tubes with these radicals. Now, Charlotte raises a great point here, folks, and it's worth exploring. Maybe, just maybe, all of this is intentional to turn our allies against us and to invite the terrorists, the Islamic radicals, into our country to blow us all up. Maybe that's part of all of this. 901-260-5926, our number. Your calls coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot going on, and I have a list of things that I want to get through, and we still haven't gotten off of item two on the list, Grace Baker, so I will do my best this hour of the show. By the way, we've got some trivia coming up, a chance for you to win some free stuff from the Todd Stearns Radio Show Prize Closet. And may I say this, there are other hosts that also do shows at this time slot. We're the only show that provides prizes. No, we don't do refreshments, but that would be too costly.
It's the only time we're liberal because we're, you know, giving away free stuff.
That we love to give away stuff liberally. Yes, thank you, Grace Baker, for that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. The 800 number on the Fritz this week. We are working to repair that. We've got a lot of folks that want to weigh in on the question and the issue we talked about last hour, and we're going to go right to the phones here. A lot of people very alarmed at what's going on in this country. And the question that a lot of people have, who is running this country? I think there is growing evidence that Barack Obama and Susan Rice behind the scenes are the ones that are leading this effort to destabilize our country, both domestically and internationally. And when you've got British lawmakers in Parliament denouncing the United States of America, when you have the French and the British sending armed forces to rescue their people in Afghanistan while Joe Biden turns a blind eye, somebody in that White House made the cold, calculated decision that all of those people, all of those Americans, the 15,000 Americans, are expendable, collateral damage. Well, let's go to the phones here. I want to start out with, let's go to Salem, Oregon. Maria is listening to us on one of our newest affiliates, KYKN. Maria, welcome, and what is on your mind?
Hi, I'm so happy to talk to you. I believe that Biden should be impeached. I think what's going on in Afghanistan should be warranting a war. I believe that since Biden got in, if you look at January 6th and now this Afghanistan event, all of the policies and laws that he's been enacting, I think he's trying to truly destroy America. And I think this Afghanistan deal is he's turned our allies against us. We're in Britain. We're known as, you know, the enemy. We can't be trusted. And Biden is not even, I mean, Trump, my God, he'd be on the camera all the time, but Biden is like hiding. I call him Hiding Biden, by the way.
I love it. Hiding Biden. I love it.
But, you know, I want to go to Scotland someday, and two things. I'm afraid to fly, and secondly is they're going to see that I'm an American, and they're going to, like, probably want to run me out of their country.
It's embarrassing, Maria, is it not? It's embarrassing.
It is, and I'm not ashamed of what America was based on and how hard all of our forefathers worked. I'm so proud of this country, but I can't believe how it can be taken down so easy. And that's just about all I wanted to say.
Maria, thank you for calling in. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're loving all of the great listeners there in Oregon, and we're going to try to get out there and see you guys in person.
Christian Way, so thank you for that.
All right, you're very kind. All right, Maria from Salem, Oregon, KYKN. By the way, President Biden was supposed to make remarks at the top of the hour. That time has come and gone. I just want to read this from one of the reporters in the White House press corps. The 1 p.m. remarks by President Biden on Afghanistan are not happening at 1. No new time announced by the White House. So we don't know what's going on there. Grace, guys, let's see if we can't let me know when Biden is speaking, and let's see if we can't dip into that. So if I'm in the middle of something, Grace, just holler and say, Todd, we're going to take Biden live.
Sounds
so
good.
All right. Very good. So we don't know what the holdup there is. All right. Let's go to Georgia. Wolf is listening to us on WDUN. This is not Wolf Blitzer, is it?
Yeah, it's Wolf, man.
All right, Wolf.
My good. Baby shots, man. Don't be worried about it. But, yeah, I think, you know what I think about Biden? We should drop him in Afghanistan and pull all our American people out of there and just drop him there and leave him there.
I don't have a problem with that, Wolf. Got to be honest with you. I mean, if you look back at Donald Trump, I guarantee you Donald Trump would have been at the front lines of that fight to save our American citizens over there. This guy's a coward. There's no way around it. Joe Biden is a coward.
But the thing about it is, though, and see, and he somehow stole the election, too. I mean.
Okay. Wolf, yeah, we're not going to get off on that trail. We're focused on what's happening in Afghanistan. And, look, I appreciate your comments on that, Wolf, but we're going to let you go here. I do want to go to Maine. Mike is listening to us, WLOB, the Big Lobster. That's Ray Richardson country. Mike, what's on your mind?
Are you telling me they canceled the 1 o'clock puppet show at the White House?
The 1 o'clock puppet show is delayed, but they're not saying when the president is going to be speaking. So, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, he's probably having a hard time. You know, the guy's in no shape for this, to be honest with you, and everybody knows it. Look, Todd, the British are calling the operation Operation Pitting to get their people out. The French, look. On top of everything else, we never even notified our allies that we were bugging out. This is unbelievable. They never notified the French, the British, the Polish, or the Germans that we were pulling out. Now, they're all over there separately getting their people out. Now, here's the big difference. They're outside the wire. They're going outside the wire to find their people. They won't allow our troops outside the wire. So I don't know how the hell they think we're going to get everybody out of there if they won't let our guys outside the wire to get it. And if they had cooperated with us, our NATO allies, we could have set up convoys to go all the way up through there and told these morons that if you so much as hurt a hair on the head of anyone, we're going to turn this place into a glass shop.
Mike, here's what I wrote on Twitter just a little while ago. Harm one American, blow up one Afghanistan city. Harm two Americans, blow up two Afghanistan cities. That's how you deal with evil like the Taliban. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you got to hit them. When you deal with guys like this, you got to hit them and hit them hard.
Got to.
Biden and his crew ain't up for this.
And if we would have done that from day one, going all the way back to maybe we would not be in the situation we're in right now.
Yeah. When I talked to the Afghan vets that I counsel, they said the biggest problem was the change in the direction of how to fight the war. It started under Obama when they changed the rules of engagement.
And
these
there
guys
was
literally had to.
Oh yeah.
They literally had to call back to D.C.
Mike, there's a great movie on Netflix, if you still subscribe to Netflix, called War Machine. And it tells the story of General Stanley McChrystal, and it's fascinating because you're right, and it does cover a large part of the story. The plot line is this idea that they had to call and ask permission to engage the enemy in Washington, D.C., not in the field of combat.
Yeah, they call back to the FOB, and the FOB would tell them, stand by. They had to call D.C. before they could get approval. Mm. Can't fight a war like that.
Unbelievable. All right, Mike, God bless you, and it's a great point you raise. Thanks for listening to us. I want to go to Illinois. It's been a while. Our good friend Doug, the T-shirt guy. All right, Doug, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, as always, great show, but I think you missed an opportunity to get a little business for Mike Lindell earlier today. You were talking about Biden not sleeping well in the White House. Well, if he goes to Mike's website and puts in the promo code Trump, he could probably get a pillow topper for less than $1,000.
You think so? I'm not sure. Maybe. You know what? I don't know what the deal is there, but the reporting, Doug, is the president is, in fact, having trouble sleeping in the White House. I think, honestly, I think this guy's a short-termer. If he is not, I don't think the Democrats are going to impeach the guy. They ought to, but I suspect they're having conversations behind the scenes to remove him from office.
Yeah, no doubt. One other quick thing: when Team Starnes shows up for Trump's rally, I mean, it's you know, kind of toot my own horn, but your Trump 2024, why the hell not T-shirts wouldn't be too bad.
That's a great point, Doug.
They might be in the bottom of the T-shirt drawer by now, but you could probably find them and take them with you.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, hey,
right.
Lord bless you. You guys have a great time down there. Lord bless. Stay safe.
Be good out there, Doug. So, yeah, promo code Starnes, by the way, Mr. President. If you're going to, you know, a couple of my pillows might do the trick. I don't know. But if they do get them, I would suggest the MyPillow.com and use the promo code Starnes. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Jeff is listening to us on The Talk Station. All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking the calls. I have a suggestion, and this is a lot of people like to ask, what can I do? And there's nothing they think that there's nothing that they can do about it. And here is what we can all do. I think that we should bury the Supreme Court in an avalanche of requests to have them look at the results of the last election, the audits, and correct it if they find the fraud. And if everybody in the sound of your radio program will write, and if you'll remind them every week, every couple of days, to keep on writing letters and just bury the Supreme Court in requests. Be courteous, but be firm that we want that election looked into, and if they find that there was enough fraud to reverse and correct the results, that they should correct the results. I think that's the only way we're going to save this country, because if we don't get that corrected, there's no way they're ever going to stop doing what they did, stealing elections. Look at what's going on with Gavin Newsom.
Okay, well, yeah, and again, to your point, Jeff, and we're kind of slightly off topic here, to your point, there is something we can do, and we can engage. We don't have to be like the left and blow things up and march in the streets. That's not who we are. Those letters, those emails, those phone calls, they do matter. And that will make a difference. So, Jeff, got to run. We've got to take a break here. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to us. Folks, again, President Biden is late for his speech. It was supposed to be 1 o'clock. And for the past week, people have been asking, where is Biden? For him not to show up for the speech at 1 o'clock. It's unbelievable. But honest to goodness, if we don't hear out of his words, no American will be left behind, it's over. It's over. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Nobody knows where he is. Have they checked the bathroom? Maybe he fell. Maybe he fell and he can't get up. We are waiting for Joe Biden to give a speech. He was supposed to speak to the nation at 1 o'clock, and nobody knows where he is. MIA, Joe Biden. So, well, I don't know. It could have been the Geritol. They need to slip him a little Adderall or something. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Chad hanging out with us from Memphis, Tennessee on our flagship station, KWAM. Chad, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are.
All right. Hey, I'm watching the stuff that's been unfolding for the past week and everything else that, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, we got 14,000 Americans that could possibly become hostages over there, right? Who's vetting who over there? In other words, say, for example, how do we know that the Taliban hasn't infiltrated those crowds already and hasn't sent their operatives in or haven't sent their officers in to blend in with these people? And let's say, for example, we get our Americans back, and that sounds good. Everybody's saying, get the Americans back, that's fine. Well, are we going to check these people, vet them, check their passports, or are we just going to let them into the country? And same as with the border and everything else, like we got it wide open. We may already have Taliban operatives in our country. We don't even know it.
Chad, as shocking as what you just said is, I think my answer is going to be even more shocking. The answer is we don't know. And the White House, the Pentagon have acknowledged that they have not been able to vet anybody who is on one of those C-17s bound for the United States of America. So we don't know. And yes, it is very possible, and I suspect very likely, that we're going to have Taliban members, Islamic radicals, members of Al-Qaeda infiltrating our company courtesy of the American taxpayers.
Well, my overall concern is that we're going to have a situation possibly in the future in our country that's going to be worse than 9/11. We had a situation, yesterday, somebody parked their van or their car in front of the Library of Congress. Everything else said, my overall concern is somebody's going to park a van like in front of the White House or New York City or L.A. and set off a mini nuclear bomb.
Chad, I don't think it's going to happen there. I think it's going to happen in a place like Little Rock or Memphis or
maybe
Atlanta. And keep in mind, these people are not being relocated to those cities. They're being unleashed in the heartland of America. You've got the governors of Arkansas and Georgia saying, hey, we'll take all these folks. Come on in.
What really has got me scratching my head, too, is the fact that we've got these leaders that are supposed to represent us. We elected these people to represent us. They work for us, not the other way around.
No, and look, Chad,
something like this happens to where we have a major catastrophe on our soil, this is going to go straight on the Democrats. I don't care what they say. And Joe Biden is the president of the United States. When he said 7 months ago that he wanted to take the job, hey, man, everybody's looking up to you. You're the big man of the house. The buck stops here. You are the big man. Take responsibility and say, we're going to clean this up, one way or the other.
Chad, it's a lot of common sense, my friend, and we're going to have to leave it there. We got to run for a break, but God bless you, sir, and thank you for listening to KWAM, the conservative.
Thank you, strong.
You got it. The conservative blowtorch of the Mid-South, ladies and gentlemen. KWAM. By the way, we've got a mandatory mask policy here in Memphis. It went into effect earlier today. Every business in the city, you have to wear a face mask. Well, you know what? There's one business where you don't have to wear a face mask, and it's Stearns Media Group. We do not require our staff to wear the face masks. We don't require guests to wear the face mask. If they want to wear it, that's on them. But you know what? We don't force people to do that, and we are in open defiance of the Shelby County Health Department, because that's how we roll around here. You know what? If the Shelby County Health Department wants to tell me how to run my business, they can start paying my bills. How about that? All right, look, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Where's Joe Biden? Joey! Time to get up! Woo-hoo! Joey! Gotta speak to the press!
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Rise and shine, Mr. President. Come on, Joey. Wipe the sleepy dust from your eyes. Ooh, come on, Mr. President. Up and at 'em. The White House Press Corps is waiting on you, Mr. President.
Get up out of the bed! Come on, Joey! You got a job to do. What's wrong with you? Get out of there!
Unbelievable. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are waiting, yes, waiting for President Biden to come out for a 1 o'clock address to the nation that has not happened. And for a nation that has been asking, where is the president? This is a big deal. So when that happens, and if it happens, we will bring it to you live here. But we don't know where he is. We don't know what's going on. But something very strange is happening at the White House right now. Very strange. I want to go to Memphis, Tennessee. Lee is listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Lee, what's going on? What's on your mind?
First, let me say, this is a great show, Todd.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you know, I have never in my whole entire life, I mean, I can go all the way back to Kennedy. You know, before he became president, Eisenhower, all of the, I have never seen what's going on with this president that's supposed to address the nation. And even the media, the mainstream media, even wanting to come on TV, I'm looking at it right now and say, it's going to be delayed at 4 o'clock or blah, 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 whatever. I have never seen anything like this in my life.
What do you think is going on here, Lee? What do you think is going on?
Something that's diabolical and very evil.
What do you mean by that?
Look at what's going on. Pitching up against each other. I mean, so much filth on the TV. I mean, it's just so crazy. I just don't understand. I mean, what's going on with the United States of America? We done lost our tradition. I mean, like a caller said earlier, they work for us.
Lee, they do work for us, and there is something very, very strange going on here. This must be addressed, and I don't know if the White House is getting ready to do a transition of power. We don't know. We don't know, but something very odd is happening. Lee, I want to ask you one question before you have to let you go. Do you think Joe Biden is actually calling the shots?
No. I believe that Pelosi woman and some other world leaders, it's called the shot. Even it might be a Bill Gates. I don't know, to be honest with you. But I know something very evil is going on. I don't even think this country would be here in 20, 25. That's just 4 years away.
Well, let's hang in there, Lee. I still have hope for America, but these are some very dark days we're living in. Lee, God bless you. Thank you for listening to KWAM, and give us a call back one of these days. Hang tight, folks, if you're on the line, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Congressman Ted Budd joins us. Congressman, just very disturbing developments coming out of the White House. The president is MIA. He was supposed to speak almost a half an hour, well, over a half an hour ago. What are you hearing in Washington?
This is absolute incompetence at its worst, if you will. Look, what we're having to do is send back more paratroopers. He's even asking the already overwhelmed border agents if they would like to spend 30, 60, or 90 days in wonderful Afghanistan to process all the Afghan refugees. This is absolute worst management in history, and it's going on right before our eyes, and it's not the American strength that we need to be displaying to the world.
Congressman, I mean, this is beyond repulsive, and I mean, no disrespect to the Afghanis, especially those who helped us, but the reality is we've got to take care of the American people first, and we've got a lot of people trapped over there, what, 15,000 at least, they're telling us.
It was 10,000, 15,000, maybe the number's higher. The State Department should have an exact number on
that. But they don't.
They do not have that. No, we can't even get from Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, what the exact number is, and they should know that. I mean, this is a tightly managed operation to have Americans over in a hostile country in Afghanistan. We were very successful for 20 years. And first of all, I want to say this, even if you don't ask the question, I want to thank all of our war fighters, those who have given their lives, perhaps those of their family, perhaps they paid the ultimate price. We lost 2,500 people in Afghanistan, and I want to thank them for the 20 years that many of them invested, or at least part of that 20 years, to serve our country and deny terrorists a safe haven for 20 years. In that regard, they were very successful, and I just want to remember them and thank them. Even the contractors and the NGOs that spent time over there on behalf of the United States, thank you so much. But look, we need to manage this better, and certainly the Biden administration is not doing it.
Congressman, what are you hearing from your Democrat colleagues? What are you hearing from the other side of the aisle? We know that there have been some people that have been denouncing the administration, but what are you hearing?
I'm hearing the same thing. Look, you have a very friendly left-wing media to the Biden administration. And, of course, they're going to circle the wagons like Democrats always do, whether they're, well, if they're ever right, but often wrong. And now you're seeing them actually break away and give an honest assessment of the incompetence of the Biden administration. Zero am I hearing from Kamala Harris. They are quiet as can be. They're not loud enough about how awful this management and mismanagement is of Afghanistan. We could have done, look, you, me, people across the aisle, can agree that we need to be out of Afghanistan at some point, and we need to do it based on conditions, not on a forced timeline that can be that can be manipulated. And so, look, we should have been doing it on conditions that Trump was doing, but this is the absolute worst way to do it, and we're paying the consequences because of the Biden incompetence.
Congressman, real quick, the Reuters report coming out earlier today, quoting unnamed FBI officials and law enforcement officials saying that there is no evidence or is very little evidence that what happened on 1-6 was the result of some sort of a plot by Trump supporters or the president or even far right wing groups. We've been holding our powder on that. We've been holding our fire on this, keeping our powder dry until, you know, the investigation is concluded. But something has never smelled right about all of this, and I suspect we're going to find out that we were, in fact, correct on this.
We were correct. There was no massive plot. There was just a lot of people that said something is wrong with the way it went down in 2020. My issue was the constitutionality. That's as far as I needed to go at that moment and say, look, people that were not authorized by the U.S. Constitution to make changes to election laws in the various states for making changes. And therefore, I've got a lot of questions that we need to deal with. There are people that have gone further and looked at this, and it's something that, look, I think it should not be a partisan issue to deal with the election of 2020, that people were protesting on January 6th. I think it should not be a Democrat or a far right or a centrist or a left wing issue. I think it should be all Americans needing to rebuild trust in our institutions. that take a real look at what happened on January 6th, and it was nothing. It was just patriots standing up, and it was a bad day for America. Let's agree to that. It was a bad day for America, no matter where you are politically. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we trust our institutions, particularly when it comes to elections.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We really appreciate you coming on the show. What a crazy day. Looks like it's going to be a busy news weekend as well. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that was Congressman Ted Budd, ladies and gentlemen, from North Carolina. What a mess this has become. What a mess. So, look, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we are going to the phones. But I've got to tell you, now more than ever, it is so vitally important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it. Patriot Mobile actually donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. So you ought to do what I did, which is switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use. They also have plans to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for veterans and first responder heroes. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Super simple. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get a special discount. You're going to get free premier activation, but only if you use my first name, the promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Crazy news day out there. By the way, you folks who are big Jeopardy fans, and, you know, in our family, in the Starnes household, it was always after supper, it was Wheel of Fortune, then Jeopardy. That's just the way it went. Nobody changed the channel. And there is a crazy story out of the world of game shows. This is that the Jeopardy music? I love it. So look, they have a new host, and I've got a brand new Jeopardy question for you, Grace Baker. All right, Grace, here we go.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
I'm
and you
ready.
Just keep that music going, Kyle. All right, this is, I want you, the category is cancel culture.
Oh, no.
And I want you to bet, this is the Daily Double, so bet the farm, $1,000,
sure.
All right? All right, here we go. Here is the question, or the answer. This is the answer.
Oh, no.
The shortest career of a game show host in history. This is the question, that's the statement, that's the answer.
Oh.
It's for the Daily Double.
Wait, I've never
the category cancel culture.
Before.
Do you give up?
I give up.
All right, here we go. It's Mike Richards. Who is Mike Richards?
Exactly. I didn't know who he was because it was such a short
career.
Yeah,
so he's the new guy. I mean, he just got hired. Apparently he was on, like, I don't know, The Price is Right. He was a producer.
Okay.
And he got in a little trouble there. But anyway, he got booted because he made some inappropriate comments on a podcast. So I went and listened to what he had to say,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about people who get unemployment benefits. He was talking about midgets. I'm sorry, little people.
No.
We call them little people. My apologies. We love the midget people here on the Todd Starnes Radio Program. The little people. And he also talked about how women look. Some women look in bathing suits.
Oh, and no.
Honestly, Grace, there it was offensive content. It was maybe crude, but I don't think it was, like, scandalous.
So basically like a Netflix comedy special.
Yahoo Entertainment was saying that, yes, Yahoo Entertainment was saying it was a cascade of scandals. I don't think so.
That's a little dramatic.
Anyway, now he's out, and again, it's a big no-no. The things he said, big no-no these days. Even if you get into a playground scuffle in preschool, that's going to be a career breaker for you. You're not going to be able to get a job anywhere. It's very sad. So anyway, Mike Richards, ladies and gentlemen, ex-Jeopardy host, learning a very important lesson when it comes to the cancel culture mob. We are all in Jeopardy. All right. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Chris, Collierville, Tennessee on KWAM. A lot of KWAM callers today. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Starnes. First of all, I just want to say this is absolutely disgraceful, and there are going to be some bad results from all of this. I'm just going to say it like it is. This is Benghazi times 1 million. This is a million times worse than Benghazi. The results of this are going to be, after the condemnation from Great Britain and France, I don't think that our allies or our NATO allies are going to be as willing to share information on the intelligence
side. Hey, Chris, I hate to do this. I'm going to put you back on hold here. We're going to go live. Let's go live. Joe Biden now speaking from the White House.
Strong number as to exactly how many people are there, how many American citizens, and where they are. Just yesterday, among the many Americans we evacuated, there were 169 Americans who got over the wall into the airport using military assets. We're also facilitating flights for our allies and our partners and working in close operational coordination with NATO on this evacuation. For example, we provided overwatch for the French convoy bringing hundreds of their people from the French embassy to the airport. These operations are going to continue over the coming days before we complete our drawdown. We're going to do everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home. But make no mistake, this evacuation mission is dangerous. It involves risks to our armed forces, and it's being conducted under difficult circumstances. I cannot promise what the final outcome will be, or what it will be, that it will be without risk of loss. But as Commander-in-Chief, I can assure you that I will mobilize every resource necessary. And as an American, I offer my gratitude to the brave men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces who are carrying out this mission. They're incredible. And as we continue to work the logistics of evacuation, we're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport.
Well, that's not true.
We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport. Where we have been seeing challenges with Americans for Americans, we have thus far been able to resolve them. We've made clear to the Taliban that any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan who were released from prison when the prisons were emptied. And because they are, by the way, and make everybody understand that the ISIS in Afghanistan have been the sworn enemy of the Taliban. I've said all along, we're going to retain a laser focus on our counterterrorism mission, working in close coordination with our allies and our partners, and all those who have an interest in ensuring stability in the region. Secretary Blinken is with me today, met this morning
Okay. So look, we're going to jump in here because they're going to cut us off for the top of the hour news. That gives you some semblance of what's going on here. Basically, the president is saying nothing and clearly having a very difficult time enunciating words in this address. I want our callers to hang tight. We've got Ross in Georgia, Chris in Collierville, Gina in Martin, Tennessee. We're going to go to your calls after the top of the hour news break. Our team here is going to be monitoring the president's speech to see if there's anything breaking here. But basically, from what I'm gathering, these people are probably not going to be rescued. The bigger question is, what were 15,000 American civilians doing in Afghanistan to begin with, and why were they there with their families in such a volatile part of the country? We'll figure that out later. Right now, we've got to get these people home. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, everybody. At this moment, President Biden is speaking to reporters, and he is taking questions, which is a bit surprising. Looks like he's taking those questions from a pre-approved list of reporters. So, in other words, the president knew what the questions were going to be before they were asked. Associated Press, Bloomberg, so far, Grace Baker is monitoring the press conference live. We will dip into it on occasion, but it is a mess. The president said that he cannot promise what the final outcome will be in Afghanistan. That is not very comforting words to hear if you are an American citizen trapped behind enemy lines. And the question at hand is, why are we not sending out our military to go and retrieve American citizens, especially when they were given orders to stay and shelter in place? So those Americans over in Afghanistan were doing everything their government told them to do, and now they're stuck. We're getting reports of the Taliban going door to door. They are executing any Afghani national who worked with the Americans. We're also getting reports that American citizens are being beaten in the streets of Kabul. So a lot going on, and a lot monitoring, a lot of events to monitor today. But I do want to get back to the phones. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We were speaking with Chris from Collierville when the president jumped in. Chris, you were saying that this is a million times worse than Benghazi.
Yes, sir. In the sense that, as far as intelligence sharing, I do not believe that our allies will be that willing to share intelligence about things that they know that could happen to us in the future. President Biden has sown the seeds of distrust amongst our NATO allies and our allies abroad. Another reason why I say this is a million times worse than Benghazi, you are going to have generations of Afghan children whose parents will probably be killed, and they will always know that the United States did not stand with them or their parents, and so they're going to grow up to hate the United States of America. This is absolutely disgraceful, and the president in the speech, as you were playing it before the break, he contradicted himself. he said that any action that the Taliban takes to disrupt operations will be met with force. Well, we know for a fact that people have already been beaten. Now, if the Taliban agreed not to disrupt the process of evacuating people, then why are there checkpoints, and why is the Taliban, why do they have the airport completely surrounded? So he contradicted himself again. Like I said, Mr. Starnes, this is absolutely disgraceful. And I'll be honest with you, we can see that this form of federal government is not working, and I think it is time to call the Convention of States. We need to throw off this form of federal government and start all over.
It is a complete free-for-all, and it's literally unraveling before our eyes, Chris. We have got a lot wrong with this country, and if we don't get a quick handle on this, and I have to hope, I have to pray, there are a handful of Democrats on Capitol Hill who happen to be patriots, who will put their country first when push comes to shove. We need to be hearing from those people right now. That White House press corps, I have never seen such a well-behaved group of people. Could you imagine? You remember what they did when Donald Trump was in office? They were screaming like banshees. Mr. President, may I ask you a question now, sir? Oh, thank you, Mr. Biden. Thank you so very much for letting me ask this question of you, sir. I mean, back when Donald Trump was, hey, Russia collusion. Hey, what are you really a traitor, Mr. President? Did you hear what they said about your wife? I mean, they were yelling at the guy, screaming at the guy all the time, but here, very respectful, very polite, very quiet. There ought to be a free-for-all right there in the White House press corps. But that's not happening because they're giving this president kid glove treatment. Chris, thanks for the call. Thanks for holding on. Let's go to Martin, Tennessee. Gina is listening to us on our live stream. Gina, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just think that it's time for all of our patriots, our former military, need to get themselves together because I think it's going to come right back home to us. He has given them everything they needed. It has been proven that things go back in the deep dark. Nobody wants to talk about stuff, but I'm learning. This goes back to 1961 with who all is paying for things to be done in our government. Donald Trump was one they could not buy. He already has his money. So they had to get rid of him. And now that the Taliban has all that they have, they can very easily come back to the States and cause war here. So because he is a commander-in-chief, I hate to say that word, and I don't claim him. I didn't vote for him. But I do feel that what is happening, all of our retired military will need to be able to pick up and fight this because I do think that it is going to come back to the U.S. And if they go door to door, let them go door to door. You know, I'm Christian, and if they need to take care of me, then they can take care of me. I know I'll go to heaven. But meanwhile, until we step up and admit the fact that we need help, they're just going to walk on us.
Gina, there's a lot to unpack there, and I hope it doesn't come to that. But this is I believe all of this is meant to destabilize America. And again, we talk about puzzle pieces on this program a lot. You got to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And when you see that picture, you understand exactly where they're taking us. This is about destabilizing America so that the socialists can take over this country. That's why we have to stay alert here. And it's worth remembering, Gina, and Don Trump Jr. just shared this on Twitter a little while ago. This is fascinating. It's a Daily Mail story from years ago. From last year. There was a treasure trove of evidence found when they killed bin Laden, and they got a lot of his papers. And one of the things the Navy SEALs discovered, there was evidence that bin Laden wanted to assassinate Barack Obama because that would put Joe Biden in charge, and that would lead to the destruction of America. So they felt like Joe Biden at the time was unprepared to be president and that it would plunge the United States into a crisis. I mean, this is Osama bin Laden saw this. So you know the Taliban is they're licking their chops right now because they know that we are in a tailspin as a country. Gina, we appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling in today. Let's go to Ross in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Ross, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. First off, I want to just say thank you for putting yourself out there in with the target on your back by all the enemies of America. Thank you, sir, and your crew. If it walks like a duck, smells like a duck, acts like a duck, in this case, does things to hurt and damage and take out our country, there's one word for them, people, and we need to start saying it. Second, if the voters...
What's the word? Saying,
traitor. Treason. All right. Now, second, if you say, well, I don't want to vote because the elections ain't fair and they're fraudulent, well, then go fix it. Get up off your dead behind and do something about it. Start a group, join a group, do something. And finally, what in the world, Todd, are our troops saying? Well, they won't let us out beyond the perimeter, so we got to stay in here. What? No, that ain't America. That's cowardice. That's lay down your arms. That's turn your back. Put your head between your legs. Hide in the sand. What in the world is this about? This is about giving up our country. That's what these people are doing, and that's why I call them what I did.
Good for you, Ross. And I look, thank you for those kind words, because I'm telling you, somebody's got to tell it like it is here, and they've called me every name under the book, so I don't care anymore. I own my own company, so they can't fire me. So we're just going to keep telling it like it is. And
wear that as a badge of honor, Todd. Oh,
absolutely, Ross. And the one of the reasons we're able to do that is because of people like you who are standing alongside us. And again, folks, we believe in truth here. We believe in facts. Now, let me give you a little of an inside information on that. There's an organization, the most powerful news-checking organization in America. It's called NewsGuard. This company is run by far leftists from the Obama administration, from the New York Times, from CNN. And one of the things they do, their only job, by the way, is that they actually grade every website in America to figure out whether or not that's a reliable source of news and information. And they are far leftist. Do you know every single conservative website that they monitor has a red warning label attached to it? But there's one that does not. And that is ToddStearns.com. And the reason why is we bust our butts with our journalists to make sure we're providing you fair and accurate information. You may not like our opinion. You may not like our take on the stories. But by golly, we're giving you the information in an accurate way. And we're the only conservative website in America that has the green check mark seal of approval. In other words, they tried as hard as they could, Ross, but they could not find anything that was wrong, anything that was incorrect with the information we are sharing. And we wear that as a badge of honor. Ross, God bless you. Thank you for listening to the program. Look, by the way, we're working right now to get former Congressman Mark Walker on the show. He is running for the Senate in North Carolina. Franklin Graham is apparently getting ready to release a press statement calling for a national day of prayer on Sunday. So we're going to get to that. Before we do that, though, you've got to hear what very well may be the money bite of this press conference that's ongoing. Take a listen.
The first part of your question was, I can't remember now.
There you go. So he couldn't remember the questions. Folks, this is the leader of the free world. So anyway, President has now left the building. He is wrapped up with the questions, and he couldn't remember. The man could not remember. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Oh, there's Kamala. So Kamala Harris and Blinken, the Secretary of State, standing behind Biden at the podium. And it looks like a hostage video. But what I find very, it's you just got to see it. It's unbelievable. But Kamala Harris, it looks like that face mask is a supersized face mask. It's covering practically her entire face. Very weird. So look, here's the money bite again. This is pretty much all you need to know from the press briefing that just happened.
The first part of your question was, I can't remember now.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. All right. Hey, former Congressman Mark Walker just reached out to me on a text message, and we're going to try to get him on. He has some intel on what's going on in Afghanistan and says it's pretty brutal. I want to share this story with you. Those of you listening in Memphis, Tennessee, there is something crazy going on in Germantown, which is a conservative enclave, Houston High School. A school assistant principal there is under fire because she made a comparison to the vaccine papers and what was happening in 1930s Germany. And it's become quite an issue. Now, the local Jewish community, which is far left, by the way, they're calling for investigations. Also students have launched a petition drive, and they're saying that they're scared. They can't go to school. This is Houston High School in Germantown, Tennessee. And the children, oh my God, we're so scared. We don't know what to do. They're literal. Those are the children. I need my safe space. Good golly, I need my safe space. Where's my mommy? Mommy! You know what I call BS? I think the kids are full of crap. That's what I think, over at Houston High School. Over 1,000 people now have signed a petition. They want the woman fired. But let me ask you a question. And again, by the way, the local newspapers, these people, I have never seen so many liberal newspaper journalists than Memphis, Tennessee. These people are far leftist. They make the New York Times look conservative. So there is this one publication called the Memphis Flyer. Now, Grace, are you familiar with this one, Memphis Flyer?
Oh, yeah, been around forever.
It's sort of like the arts and entertainment magazine.
Yes.
This is the magazine where people who can't work at it, you know, they can't get a job at a normal newspaper. This is where they go to work. And so this newspaper is accusing the assistant principal of being an anti-Semite. There's absolutely nothing in her Facebook post, her private Facebook post made on her own time, that suggests that she's an anti-Semite. This is their headline. Houston High School students scared, outraged after anti-Semitic post by school personnel. Does that sound like the average person who works at the Memphis Flyer, Grace Baker? She's shaking her head yes.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Toby Sells is the reporter. They don't even have the courage to put the person's. We don't know what Toby looks like, what Toby's personal pronouns are, because they just have a generic face there. Anyway, here's what the assistant principal, whose last name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. Here's what the assistant principal wrote. What's the difference between papers and a yellow star? And she answers the question. 82 years. A history teacher is also under fire because he wrote, 82 years, apparently a generation that doesn't seem to know their history. The yellow star targeted Jews. The vaccine papers don't discriminate, but remember, first they gamed the system to get Hitler appointed as the Führer, then they took over the media, police force, and educational system. And now all hell's breaking loose in Germantown. Well, look, I don't think the assistant principal or the teacher did anything wrong, but let's just go out. I want to extrapolate from this. Okay, fine. You're not supposed to compare what's happening right now to what happened to the Jews before the Holocaust started. We're talking about the 1930s when people were required to show their papers. Got a question for you. What exactly would you call what's happening right now in America, where there are attempts to dehumanize people who don't want to get the vaccine, where there are people right now who are not allowed to go into a restaurant or a grocery store or a gymnasium without showing their papers? What would you call it when you're in a society that actually shuts down your church and punishes you for going to worship on a Sunday? What would you call it when you've got government leaders out there that have put in place plans to quarantine people who have not been vaccinated? What would you call that, ladies and gentlemen? Because it sure to me sounds a lot like what was happening in the early days of the fascist regime in Germany. What say you? 901-260-5926. That's our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Houston High School. Apparently they got a bunch of fascists.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, tomorrow, that's right, road trip. Grace Baker, Kyle, Ben Dieter, we're all heading over to the Trump rally in Alabama. I will be delivering a speech at the Trump rally, and we're very excited about that. Grace Baker, they're giving a special parking pass, too, so we don't have to walk very far. That's always nice.
Fantastic.
So if you want to wear heels, you know, you don't have to, you know.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't recommend that. I would go cash. You know, it's Alabama, summertime.
I was thinking like that, you know, the cute sneakers with the little sundress.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's good for me. I mean, you want to look nice for the president, though, right?
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We all want to be well. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to like,
you don't have to be like dressed to the nines.
We don't want to look like a Democrat. I mean, really.
Wait, what
I'm
does
just
that
saying,
mean?
I'm just saying you don't want to, you know, again, not you, but in general, you know, when you're going to a Trump rally, you don't want to look like a slob.
No, you definitely know,
you want
don't.
To, yeah, you want to bathe and be clean. You
well,
know.
Duh.
Normally, you
not one of those
look,
weird Hollywood.
No, back when I was a reporter for Fox, they used to send me out to cover those Occupy Wall Street protests.
And, yes,
and you could always smell the protest before you actually got there. I mean, it's body odor.
That's
terrible.
Disgusting.
Very terrible. By the way, I got to tell you guys, really no good segue here. My good friend Mike Lindell, this guy loves our program, and he has some wonderful, wonderful products just for you, including all this month, the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Folks, if Joe Biden had been sleeping with the Giza Dream Bed Sheets in the Lincoln bedroom, he would be getting a good night's rest. But he's not, so he doesn't. Giza Dream Bed Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. And folks, we want you to get some of these incredible sheets. Mike is giving our listeners a 50% discount on the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, $49.99. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to be sleeping in peace. I can guarantee it. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. During the break, we were having a good conversation with former Congressman Mark Walker, wants to be the next senator from the state of North Carolina. And Congressman, I understand that you've been talking to people, contacts you have in Afghanistan. What are you hearing?
Yes, I'm talking with those folks. I'm also talking with Edward Graham and some other leaders, evangelical leaders across the country as well. This situation is dire. What we're seeing with the Taliban, I don't know where this language is new and improved is coming from. They are continuing to go house to house, taking daughters. I won't get into the graphic aspect of it. The last 2 years spent in Congress was ranking member on intelligence and counterterrorism for Homeland Security. And watching these folks in some of the videos, the demonic, soulless depravity of human nature is unparalleled to anything that I've seen. And there are families today, Todd, that are making a choice of whether to paint an X on their house, to let the Taliban know whether they have a daughter that's 12 years or older. They're making a decision today of, do they try to hide her? Because if found, the Taliban will kill the entire family. If the lady is married, they kill the husband and then turn the lady over into the slave trade. This is not a joke. This is not a time to, I mean, I can't even, as much as I have the indignation for this administration, I'm almost having to put that on pause and just focus. So I'm calling for pastors and prayer warriors and clergy across the country in their worship services this weekend to take just a few minutes and remember these people in prayer, because this situation is as frightening as I know of what's going on internationally in any community right now as we speak.
Former North Carolina Congressman Mark Walker on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. Congressman, I'm wondering what you are hearing from the pastors there in Afghanistan. There is a Christian community there. How are conditions among the Christians?
They are concerned. Obviously, they know that for the last 20 years, for the first time, they've been able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, we know that's the only true hope for all mankind, especially when we're battling this spiritual warfare that's gone way beyond political. They are concerned. They love the Lord. They're reaching out people, but our human nature, when they know what the Taliban is capable of, they are concerned. I hate to use the word frightened or scared, but maybe that's apropos in this situation when you're talking about trying to maintain human life. They're trying to protect, but there are without, again, getting into the detail, there are stories where one uncle that was connected with a Christian family was skinned alive and hung on a pole. There are other dire situations.
When did this happen, Congressman?
This happened on Tuesday of this week.
You're saying that someone was skinned alive because they were Christians?
They were connected with a family who would not recant, and they took their uncle, and in front of them, skinned him alive and hung him on a pole.
How do you have privy to this information?
I thought I can't get into all the details on it, but some of the assets and contacts who still have people working there, both on the ministry side as well as some of the assets that we've had on the ground for the last few years, is where some of that information is being able to its derivative.
This is heartbreaking and appalling and horrific. But again, this is the result of a flawed policy here, and you can't get away from the fact that politics was involved in the decision making, and it's going to have lifelong. I think this is going to be generational, and now I think you're going to have an entire nation literally unified in their hate and disgust of the United States of America.
Well, there's no question. We even saw on the parliamentary floor in England calling out this administration. It's happening across the seas. Not only are we a laughing stock, for the first time, I believe people are wondering really what we are as a country with this kind of administration and this kind of leadership, which puts more attention into the wokeness that we do into security. Today, we have a LeBron James talking about oppression. Well, tell that to the Afghan family who's trying to hide his 13 or 14-year-old daughter today from the Taliban. I'm a little worked up on this because the only thing that I'm hoping comes out of this is that American people will come back to reality and realize what a joke some of the left is trying to push down our throat and to this generation.
All right. Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the program and sharing that info with us. We're going to get that out there. And, of course, I think it's a great idea for our church houses to hold a day of prayer on Sunday, not only for the Americans who are trapped there, but also the Afghani Christians and their plight. Congressman, where can folks go if they want to get more information about your campaign?
Thank you, Todd. I hate to even say that to cheapen this process, but if they want.
Well, hold on, but Congressman, no, this is important because we're in the situation we're in now because we don't have men of courage and character, women of courage and character, up on Capitol Hill. So this is very important.
No, we don't, and some of them even have an R beside their name. But if they want more information, they can go to Walker4NC.com, Walker4NC.com, and they can find out more about us. And I appreciate the opportunity today, Todd.
All right. Thank you. Former Congressman Mark Walker there in North Carolina running for the U.S. Senate. And the shocking news he shared, the family member, an uncle of a Christian family, they refused to recant their faith in Christ, and they skinned the uncle alive. This is coming from former Congressman Mark Walker, who has many contacts in that area of the country. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. We have yet some more audio from this Trump or from this Biden press conference. Let's take a listen to the next Money Bite.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to follow up on something you said a moment ago. You said that there's no circumstances where American citizens cannot get to the airport. That doesn't really square with the images we're seeing around the airport, with the reporting on the ground from our colleagues who are describing chaos and violence. Are you saying unequivocally that any American who wants to get to the airport is getting there and getting past the security barrier and to the planes where they want to go?
I thought the question was, how can they get through to the airport outside the airport? And the answer is, to the best of our knowledge, the Taliban checkpoints, they are letting through people showing American passports.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to follow up.
All right. So there you have it. Wow. What a mess. What a mess. All right. You know what? We're going to take one call before we have to go to break here. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Robert on WSIC. And Robert, of course, we just had former Congressman Mark Walker on. Very disturbing reports he's getting out of Afghanistan. What say you, sir?
I say he is right. We need to vote him in. I also would like to say that while Rush cannot be replaced, I think they did a good job picking you up in his slot. I have enjoyed your show. But my main point that I wanted to make was, I keep hearing that you can't fight the Taliban because you don't know who's the enemy. They don't wear uniforms. Considering the fact that apparently our well-trained and well-armed allies over there among the Afghanis threw down their weapons and ran when they were confronted with violence, I think anybody carrying a gun now should be a target, because apparently only the Taliban will have guns.
Yeah, that has been. I remember reading a couple of books, biographies from our fighting men, Navy SEALs who were fighting over there. And that was the big problem, is you didn't know who the enemy was because they were not wearing uniforms. And that made it a very difficult, especially in the Obama administration, when they had to get permission from Washington to engage the enemy on the battlefield. So, Robert, I'm with you. And I still contend that we need to play incredibly powerful hardball with these people. And it's a very simple thing. You kill an American, we're going to eliminate one of your cities. And we're going to keep doing that until your entire country is a parking lot filled with glass. And if we played hardball, I suspect we'd be able to get our people out of there.
Well, as crazy as the Taliban are, I'm not 100% sure that'll work, but if you kill them all, then there's nobody left to fight us.
Robert, it worked for Trump, though. If you remember, Trump brought them to the table, and he was, during the interview he did with Hannity on Fox News a couple of nights ago, Trump laid it all out. He said, look, we told these people in some rather profane terms what would happen if they violated the terms of the agreement, and the Taliban did not. But I think now they know that Trump's not in office. He's not in power. They can control Joe Biden, and they're taking full advantage of it. It's really tragic. But good thoughts there, Robert, and thank you for the kind words. Thank you for listening to us on WSIC. By the way, folks, we are planning out our fall book tour. You folks in Morehead City, Statesville, North Carolina, Pascagoula, Mississippi, Little Rock, Arkansas, we're going to be busy this fall. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We're going to be on the road a lot. All right, hang tight. We've got a couple of lines open if you want to weigh in here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, tomorrow, folks, it is going to be a lot of fun at the Trump rally. And I just want to say thank you to the Trump Organization for inviting me to give a speech to help rally the base tomorrow. The entire team is going to be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun in Cullman, Alabama, and they're projecting a huge turnout. But I want you to know that not only are we representing our radio program as I speak tomorrow, but we're also going to be representing you, the great listeners of this radio program, and we do have the best listeners in all of America. Do me a favor, invite a friend to listen to the program and help us grow our audience. All right, let's go to the phones here. AJ in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. AJ, what's on your mind today?
No, hey, Todd, listen to you a lot. I think you're really good. I told Grace that when I was pulling in the driveway about 2:30 this afternoon, you were talking about the kids up in Germantown.
Yes.
I didn't know you were talking about old Joe, but I got to thinking about that because I told her, I was born right at the dead end of World War II, heard the Japanese surrendered on the day that I was born. If you don't teach history properly, this is what you get. You get the kids in Germantown that have no clue what's going on in the world today.
Yeah, the irony is not lost on me that this happened, AJ, in a place called Germantown, Tennessee.
I didn't even, that didn't even register when that was going up. But I was just like dumbfounded. But that's going on everywhere. And I'm just thinking that when you don't teach that history, how can you expect anything different?
No, AJ? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And I think that's the point. I think they really do want children, young people, to either forget about their history or not learn about history. And instead, they're taught a distorted view of what's been happening in the world. I wrote a book about this a couple of years ago. And folks, I would encourage you to get a copy of it called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And it really did address this cancel culture mob that's out there trying to erase our history. AJ, God bless you, and thank you for the kind words. Thanks for calling in today. Let's go to Debbie, listening to us on the live stream in Florida. Hi, Debbie. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Oh, my God. I listen to you every day. I just love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I agree with everything you said. I believe that Valerie Jarrett and Obama and people above them are running this thing, and I just really believe this was all meant to happen. They did it just the way they wanted to. And our credibility, they want to destroy us. I've seen it coming for a long time. And with the vaccines, with all that, I won't take it.
Debbie, let me ask you a question. We don't have a lot of time here, but I want to ask you about this report from Reuters that came out. Now they're saying FBI reports now that that Trump, his supporters, the far right, they were not involved in what happened on 1/6. Were you surprised to hear that, Debbie?
That they weren't involved?
They were not involved.
Yeah, no. I knew they weren't. I just believe that they were not involved. I believe that was all staged and planned, too. They are out, and they stole the election. They are just out to destroy our country, and they want to take total power of all of us.
Yes, they do, Debbie, and we've got to do our best to make sure that that doesn't happen. Debbie, God bless you, and you have a terrific Friday. Thank you for calling into the show today. And folks, I'm telling you, it's going to be a busy weekend. We're going to have a lot of stories up on the website. If you have not already done so, I would encourage you to subscribe to our newsletter. That comes out Monday through Friday, and it's the workaround for social media. This is about getting information to you. We don't charge a penny for the newsletter. We don't charge any money for the podcast. We have sponsors that do that. So when you hear the commercials and whatnot, that's the reason why, because we don't want you to have to spend your hard-earned money. And I'd like for you to spend that money on maybe buying my book. But seriously, we would love for you to get those resources over at the website, toddstarnes.com. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, and I hope you watch Newsmax TV. You will probably see me delivering the speech there, and we're going to post a lot of photographs as well on our social media pages over at toddstarnes.com. Look, we could not do this without a great team, and I've got the best in the business. I want to thank our executive producer, Grace Baker, J.P. Decker, our show booker, Avery Bryson handling the live show blog, and, of course, Kyle Rossiter handling our engineering work. They do a heck of a great job. Folks, you get out there. You have a great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend. God bless America.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.